Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
If you want to attract what you actually want, you've got to see yourself now already with it. And know it's only a period of time until you moving toward it and it moving toward you, and you become one with it.
Self-discipline can give us freedom from the fear of death, the most difficult to master of all of our fears. It can free us from the disease of hypochondria, the fear of imaginary illness with which so many people suffer and sometimes die. Self-discipline is the means by which we may think our own thoughts, live our own lives as we wish to live them, and remain forever free from the evils of fears and limitations which we have inherited from the dark ages before the dawn of civilization.
You're creative. If you can visualize it, you can do it. It doesn't matter what it is. That's what Hill said. Anything mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve. We can grow into anything we choose because we build the idea. It becomes the nucleus, it controls our vibration, and that dictates what we attract to us. You know what our problem is? We're growing into an oak tree one day, a carrot the next. Get locked in your idea and stay in that vibration regardless of what's happening. When you do that, it will attract to you all things requisite to the fulfillment of that picture, and it'll attract it by the harmonious vibration, the law of attraction.
Whatever you believe with feeling, and this is the key, with feeling, and the more emotion you put into a belief, becomes your reality. Becomes your reality because you will always act in a manner consistent with your beliefs. As a matter of fact, your entire reality right now is simply an outward picturing of your most intensely held beliefs. If you believe something that is positive or believe something that is negative, or as Henry Ford said, if you believe you can do a thing or if you believe you cannot, you are right. Our beliefs do form our realities. To the degree to which we believe anything to be true, our beliefs act as sort of like a screen. They filter out any information that is inconsistent with our beliefs. We do not see opportunities if we are convinced that there are no opportunities. We do not see possibilities for success if we don't believe that success is possible for us. However, if we begin to change our beliefs, we begin to change our realities.
So if a person is stuck in their life, the first step to change is examining your thoughts, paying attention to how you speak and how you act, and look at these emotions that keep you connected to the past and finally decide, does this emotion belong in my future? But we discovered that in our 7-day week-long retreats, if you give people something to do, if they understand the philosophy, the theory, they understand the knowledge base of what they're doing, they start seeing a different landscape. They're no longer tormenting their body with the same thoughts that produce the same emotions. They're no longer complaining and blaming and making excuses.
Healing is so important because you get to a space where you finally understand, not in your mind, but in your energy and in your heart, that everything you've ever wanted is inside of you. And when you get to that space, something magical happens. You finally start to attract everything you've ever wanted. You no longer have to look for it. You no longer have to search for it. You no longer have to work for it. You just attract it. The right person shows up. The right opportunity shows up. And next thing you know, you attract the desires of your heart. That's called your soul power. And we as human beings are completely disconnected from our soul power because we're living from the fear of our mind. That's why awakening your highest self is one of your highest priorities as a human being, because this is your one lifetime. And you can either live it from a perspective of fear, doubt, and worry, or you can live it from the perspective and energy of peace, love, and abundance.
When you know what you want and you make a committed decision, you are on an exciting trip. See, when you see yourself with what you want, you put your mind on the frequency that it has to be on, and you're going to attract everything you need, and you'll get it right on schedule. Not when you want it, probably. You'll get it as you need it. Do you know the only prerequisite to getting what you want? Is you got to want it.
If you say it enough times, it will become so. It really will, because you will be changing your thinking. It'll change your belief about yourself.
Okay.
And when your belief about yourself changes, the way the universe reacts to you will change. I think of life as a boomerang. What you give out, you're going to get back. Just like every time you throw a boomerang out, it's going to come right back at you. And so what we believe about ourselves and about life is going to become true for us.
If you can sustain and maintain a modified state of mind and body your entire day and keep your energy up, get ready, because something unusual is going to happen in your life. It's the law. And I know it from experience, and I've witnessed it too many times. And it will come in a way that you least expect. Why? Because if you can expect it, it's nothing new. If you can predict it, it's more of the same. It's got to be a surprise. It's got to rock your world. It's got to catch you off guard, and it has to leave no doubt that what you did inside of you produced some effect outside of you. And when you can correlate the changes you made inside of you with the effect you produced outside of you, you're going to pay attention to what you did, and you're going to do it again. And that's when we go from being a victim to being a creator.
Any thought, plan, goal, or idea that you hold continuously in your conscious mind and that you intensely desire must be brought into reality by your superconscious mind. If you can hold it continuously, if you can emotionalize it, if you can visualize it in your conscious mind, the superconscious mind will begin to organize the entire universe of experience around you to draw into your life the people and circumstances necessary to make that idea come true.
The biology of belief reveals how our thoughts create our reality. And if you start investing in thoughts that are counterproductive, thoughts like fear, or what am I going to do, and how am I going to escape this problem, or how is this going to go wrong, and all these other kinds of thoughts that are negative kinds of thoughts, then realize this. You are actually not just using your energy for having these thoughts, but these thoughts are also what come into your reality. What you focus on with your thoughts, your brain will manifest as reality.
Whenever you attach the words I am with enough emotion and with enough consistency, you will become. I'm going to say that again. Whenever you attach the words I am with enough intensity and enough consistency, you will become. It's different to say I'm going to be bold or I'm going to take action versus I am bold. And you put yourself in the body, that feeling, that experience, and then you repeat it again and again and again, and locking it into your nervous system.
Match the frequency. Get on the same frequency as the good you desire. Everything is energy, and that's all there is to it. Match the frequency of the reality you want, and you cannot help but get that reality. It can be no other way. This is not philosophy. It's physics. That means that you've got to get vibrating, you do, on the same frequency of the good that you desire. You literally fall in love with the idea of what you want. Act like the person you want to become. Everything on that frequency is going to come into your life.
If you have no money, you should have no shame. Knock, call, DM, email, ask. Life-changing doors don't open themselves. Worst case scenario, you are in the exact same position you were before, except you have a little bit more experience. Best case scenario, the door opens and your life changes forever. And so it's a zero-risk move to take more shots on goal when life gives you unlimited shots. But the problem is that most people just don't want to take the first one because they fear rejection more than regret.
The memory of God, says the Course, comes to the quiet mind. It cannot come where there is conflict. For a mind at war with itself remembers not eternal gentleness. What you remember is a part of you, for you must be as God created you. Let all this madness be undone for you, and return in peace to the remembrance of God, still shining in your quiet mind.
Now, the universe works in mysterious ways. It is constantly working to make available to you the tools, the resources, the people, and the lessons you need to become the person you are meant to be. But it always doesn't make those things totally obvious or even always easy. You might need to go through bankruptcy in order to finally learn the money lessons you need to create a life of true financial abundance. You might have to get laid off or fired from a job you don't like in order to find the job you actually love. Or you might have to go through a painful breakup before you're ready to meet and fall in love with the love of your life. Now, you might feel at times as if you're a newspaper caught up in the wind, being blown about with no clear direction. But if you start paying attention, you'll realize that the universe is constantly sending you signals that show you where you need to go and what you need to do to create the life of your dreams.
Think about whatever it was and write it down. Because remember, if you can visualize it like this, it must happen. This is how easy the law of the universe works. No matter how crazy it seemed, trust it. Write it down. And do this when you can do it when you're going to sleep at night. Think about what it is you want to create. See it in detail as already accomplished. And it must happen.
But I don't vision board anymore because I am a powerful manifester. Mm. And I know that, and I know how to do it without physically putting it on a board. I know how, you want to know how to do it?
Absolutely.
You have to meet the vibration. You can't be above or below it. It's just what I was talking about, negative energy, positive energy. In order to draw the thing to you that you want to come, you can't want it so much that you fear that you won't get it. You have to want it. So in order for me to be on your vision board, you must have put it there and then you let it go.
Yes.
And then you weren't thinking about it every day. Because you can't, it doesn't come to you that way. You have to do it and then you have to put it and then you have to meet that vibration. You have to prepare yourself to be there, ready when it shows up. And you were, Jalisa, you were there.
The ideas that you impress upon your subconscious mind over and over and over and over and over again ultimately become fixed in there. You see, what you're doing when you build these ideas that we're discussing now, what you're doing is building brain cells. Every time you think about that idea, you're giving those brain cells more strength.
If you don't provide yourself with direction, you will take direction from a tyrant.
Yeah.
Right. Right. So, and you might say, well, why should I take responsibility? You ask that, you know, it's like,
yeah.
I'm afraid of my own goals because of the responsibility. It's like, well, you're either going to be responsible to yourself, or you're going to be responsible to a tyrant, or you're going to be absolutely lost. That's your option set.
Yeah,
right.
That's it.
Yeah, bet. Pick one. Tyranny, slavery, or something approximating visionary self-determination.
This is the trap that most of us are in. Most of us know what we could do to change things for the better. And we spend our time and our energy talking ourselves out of doing those things. And the other thing that I convince people of, because this is so true, it's the littlest stuff. The little things make all the difference. And I could spend hours with you explaining the science of confidence and explaining the science of risk and explaining the science behind courage and explaining habit loops and how they get encoded in your brain. You don't need to know any of that because you're not applying for a PhD in psychology. I have done the work. And what I know is that true change comes down to 5-second windows. That moment that you know you need to do something that feels slightly uncomfortable, and your resignation, your excuses, your self-doubt start cranking up in your head, you gotta move.
Without a millionaire mindset, you will remain stuck in a lower or middle income reality. But once you've developed a wealth mindset, you will start to automatically do the things you need to do to create more wealth and more abundance in your life. You know, we all have a financial set point. It's like the thermostat in your house, and it's set to a certain temperature. Too hot, the air conditioner comes on, gets too cold, the heater comes on, keeping you within a degree or two of where you've set the thermostat. And your inner financial set point works the same way, keeping you in your financial comfort zone until you reset your financial thermostat. Now, if you don't work on developing a millionaire mindset by retraining or reprogramming your subconscious mind, your subconscious negative attitudes and limiting money beliefs will keep you stuck where you are.
If you are living this mindset that the best of you is behind you, that you are now just working for the man and paying your taxes, doing your 9-to-5 and barely getting by, and you've succumbed to mediocrity, and you hope that your kids live a better life than you. Well, hope is not a plan, my friend. Hope is simply not a plan. What is a plan is to go, all right, I get it. As a human, I'm adaptable.
The container that you have is your consciousness, and you can always change your consciousness.
And it doesn't matter if you came from poverty. Doesn't matter where you came from, and it doesn't even matter what your parents' beliefs were or if they came from the Depression or whatever, because it's your consciousness and what you're choosing to think and believe about prosperity and your ability to deserve it is what's going to create it for you. See, it has nothing to do with getting. People always think, oh, I want to get this or I want to get this. It's really allowing yourself to accept, which is a different concept. When you're not having something that you want, it's because on some level, you're not allowing yourself to accept it.
I want you every single day to be examining yourself and to look at yourself. Why do I have that idea? Why am I feeling this sudden emotion? And it's not easy. It can take time and it can take a degree of introspection that you're not comfortable with. But if you begin to look at yourself and question, why do I feel this way, and examine it and look at perhaps other sources of it, then you can begin this process of understanding, instead of just simply accepting that you feel or have this certain idea.
To climb the ladder of success as high as you wish to climb, here's the key: work harder on yourself than you do on your job. Work harder on yourself than you do on your job. He said if you work hard on your job, you can make a living, which is fine. But if you work hard on yourself, you could make a fortune, which is super fine.
Whenever I get to a low point where I think, why do I even bother? I just remind myself, this is when most people stop, and this is why they don't win. And this relates to another one, which is a reminder for the gladiators in the arena who feel beat up and scarred with no hope in sight. Building a business is hard. Hard feels shitty. This is what hard feels like. And this is why most people can't do it. But you can.
You know, do I take myself seriously? Yes. But I also take seriously the shit I don't. Do I want to know everything? Yeah, but I also take seriously the shit that I don't know. And go, be serious about that you don't know that. Be serious about that this is freaking funny, or at least it's gonna be. So I try to take the comedy seriously. So I think we can take sense of humor seriously. We don't have to create a new category of going, oh, I need to be lighthearted or more careless and carefree. We can just care more maybe about the validity
the right
of a
thing.
Good sense of humor.
Yeah.
You know, instead of it being a relief, oh, so let me let go of the pressure here. Oh, let me... It's not another bucket. It's in the same bucket of commitment, persistence, and endurance.
If energy is in a negative vibration, it must move into negative form. Science will tell you one of the first laws of energy is that energy is forever moving into form. And you know what religion calls this? They call it prayer. Prayer is the movement that takes place between spirit and form, with and through an individual. Do you know most people are praying for what they don't want? They're talking about what they do want. They treat God as some cosmic bell captain that's just going to run because they spoke. But it's not the way they think. They wish positive and think negative. If you're in a negative vibration, as John will show you tomorrow, the only thing you can attract to you is something negative.
The world telling you, or you proving to the world, and the world saying back, answering back, that yes, you are good enough, I think it's unrealistic to have confidence when you don't have an undeniable stack of proof that you are who you say you are. Yeah.
Celebrate over 100 years of steak perfection during the Omaha Steaks Anniversary Sale. Save 50% site-wide on USDA certified tender steaks and more. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code CERTIFIED at omahasteaks.com today. Don't wait. Shop the Anniversary Sale at omahasteaks.com to save 50% on legendary steaks and more. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code CERTIFIED. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Like, if the only place that your confidence exists is in your mind and you've never manifested it into reality, then what you're asking for isn't confidence, it's delusion.
Yeah.
Because how can you say that you are all of these things?
Why do you think most people go right through their life and keep getting the same results year after year after year? Well, it's just the way it is, and they don't know. We should be taught this in school, but we're not. How is the paradigm formed? Through the repetition of information. How's the paradigm changed? Repetition of information. Now, let's suppose you're having a difficult time with money. You find that you got more going out than coming in. You've got to change your concept about money. How do you do that? Through the repetition of an idea. That's where affirmation comes in.
Work on your list of whys. One of the big thrusts for success is to come up with a strong enough why. In leadership training, here's what we learned. If the why is powerful, the how is easy.
Talking to yourself in a positive way, what is called auto-suggestion, is the most powerful way of reprogramming your mind for success. By repeating any of these affirmations or by saying anything else that empowers and motivates you, it changes the chemical composition of your mind. These positive messages make you feel good about yourself. They release energy and they give you greater self-confidence. Positive self-talk enables you to take complete control over your conscious mind. These words you say make you feel more focused and aware. They give you a greater sense of personal power. This is why most successful, happy people discipline themselves to maintain a positive inner dialogue. The payoff is tremendous.
Well, you used to fit right here. I'd hold you up and say to your mother, this kid's gonna be the best kid in the world. This kid's gonna be somebody better than anybody ever knew. And you grew up good and wonderful. It was great just watching you. Every day was like a privilege. Then the time come for you to be your own man and take on the world, and you did. But somewhere along the line, you changed. You stopped being you. You let people stick a finger in your face and tell you you're no good. And when things got hard, you started looking for something to blame, like a big shadow.
You have to operate within the constraints of the dominant society and the things that they've created for you. And it's a challenge to see yourself beyond that and to work to get outside of that even after those laws have changed, because that has become so much a part of you, you unconsciously operate within the parameters of what has been put in place.
If I can see it, then it must be a reality. Mm-hmm. And I can make it a reality. Mm-hmm. So for me, the vision became a reality. So it was only then a matter of following through with the work to get there. And this is why in the book,
yes,
one of the things I talk about is work your ass off. Mm-hmm. Because every single time when I had a vision about anything,
yeah,
I had to work my ass off. But it was pleasure.
Yeah.
See, that is the great thing. When you go to work and you know exactly why you're working, then it becomes fun, a challenge. It's entertaining sometimes.
If you wish to be more successful on the outside, you have to be more successful on the inside. And the more you go to work on the inside, which is the only part of your whole life that you can control, the more you go to work on the inside, the more rapidly your external world changes. The big mistake in life, and the reason why most people are unhappy, is why? It's because most people try to change the external world, which they cannot control, and they leave the internal world messy. It'd be the same as trying to make an automobile run better by washing the outside of it, polishing the outside of it, and changing the tires. No, you've got to go to work on the inside workings. As you change your mind, as you change what is going on inside, you change what is going on outside.
You can accept that the work that you have done has created the outcome that you've created. But you do not need to accept that the outcome that you've created is the end-all, be-all, and the last outcome that you need to have. And so for me, like, the only version of acceptance that I have is that I accept that the version of myself that I want to be is so far from who I am that I have this massive discrepancy that I have to overcome. And then just breaking that down one step at a time and thinking, I don't deserve to be that man, but I can still do the things that can create it. And that also means that I have to go through the circumstances that would create that man. Which means that if I have unbelievable big dreams and big goals, then I have to go through hard times. It's like hate. The hard times are a requisite for success. And so if you're going through hard times right now, it means that you're on the path to success. And it's not that you're on the wrong path. It's the feeling of being on the right path.
Now, when you think about money, money is really an idea. You say, that's money. No, money is an idea that's manifest on paper. Now, paper used to be wood. It didn't seem to make sense. Well, you alter the vibratory rate of the energy, it's called wood, and pretty soon it's called paper. And then you put ink on it, and now we call it money. If it can be neither created nor destroyed, it must already be here.
And the best definition of self-discipline is that self-discipline is the ability to make yourself do what you should do, when you should do it, whether you feel like it or not. You see, anybody can do it if they feel like it. It's when you don't feel like it and you do it anyway that you eventually develop the self-discipline that makes everything else possible.
I go anyways. I get it done even if I'm just going through the motions. I go through the motions. I don't really want to work out. I work out. I really don't want to hammer on a project. I hammer on the project. Don't really want to get up and get out of bed. Yeah, I get up and get out of bed.
If you make the effort to sit down and design a new life, and you make it the most important thing, and you spend time every day feeding it like a gardener feeds a seed, you will produce fruit. It may take some time in the beginning, and it may take some time in developing the art to control your mind from all the things that it needs to do. But most people stop because they look for the results in their world after a small amount of effort. And when they don't see those results, they immediately discount its possibility. And yet, right on the other side of that is the potential still existing. We're lazy as human beings if we don't get our quick, immediate fix on what we need. We're impatient. We should be willing to sit down and take a piece of our day and set it aside and give thanks that we have life and then begin to design a new possible future for ourselves.
It's time for you to look inward and begin asking yourself the big questions. Who are you? And what do you want?
You're out running on the track, working out, and you start talking to yourself saying, man, my knee is really sore right now. Maybe I'm doing too much. Maybe I need to back off, you know. Man, my lungs are burning. Maybe I can just slow down here. I'll do like an extra 2 sets tomorrow. You know, it'll be okay.
Yeah.
Right? That sort of stuff.
Yes.
Like that stuff's dangerous.
Yes.
And that's when you just gotta say, you know what? I'm not negotiating with myself.
Yeah.
The deal was already made. Deal was made when I set out at the beginning of the summer and said, this is the training plan I'm doing. I signed that contract with myself. I'm doing it. You know, throughout that process, you'll start talking to yourself like, man,
Intentionally act like the person you want to become. Because when you intentionally act like the person you want to become, your brain sees you taking those actions. So your brain starts to change the way it relates to you. When your brain sees you high-fiving yourself in the mirror, it starts to go, oh, wait a minute. Steven loves himself. Steven's cheering for himself. We don't beat Steven up.
Money is energy, and energy can never stay stagnant. I see this a lot where people make money and they are so afraid to spend that money. They're so afraid to circulate that money back into the economy. They're so afraid to release that energy, and they're living in such scarcity mindset that they just end up losing it all somehow. Or they may not lose it, but more money never flows to them. Money is energy. It's inflow and it's outflow. And that doesn't mean that everything that comes in must go out. No. In fact, especially in your 20s, you should be saving and investing majority of the money that you make. But never hoard that money. Because if you do, the money becomes stagnant and you have cut off the flow of energy.
If you want to attract what you actually want, you've got to see yourself now already with it. And know it's only a period of time until you moving toward it and it moving toward you and you become one with it.
Everything changed for me when I understood this philosophy. Learn to work harder on yourself than you do on your job. That's the simple philosophy that changed my life forever, starting age 25. If you work hard on your job, you can make a living, which is fine. If you work hard on yourself, you can make a fortune, which is super fine. I didn't mind working hard on my job, but things didn't seem to change that much. Then I started working hard on myself to qualify. Success is something you attract. Success is not something you pursue. It's something you attract by becoming attractive. And the whole scope of this we call now personal development. You can have more than you've got because you can become more than you are. If you can multiply your value by 3, by 5, you can easily multiply your income by 3, by 5, by 10. But the key to doing it is to work hard on yourself. Be responsible, be a growing, attractive, powerful, skillful, communicating human being, and the world belongs to you.
Money is not our issue. The mindset of money is our issue. If you don't have a mindset for money, then trading stocks and options wouldn't be the game for you, because you're not going to know how to manage your risk. You're not going to have the discipline to be able to stay out of the market when necessary. You're not understanding money in its totality. So when you got the mindset of money coupled with the skill of making money, this is what equals a wealthy person. This is what allows a person to be able to build wealth throughout their generations.
Anything that you can actually think and feel that you are worthy of must come to you. Anything that you can honestly think and feel that you deserve must come to you. Anything that you feel you do not deserve, that you're not worthy of, you automatically cut yourself off from that good.
I would say the number one reason to be an entrepreneur is not about money. The number one reason to be an entrepreneur is personal development. And if you're not developing personally, you will not make it as an entrepreneur. Let me put it to you in dollar and cents. You know, there's a lot of people who can't make $1,000. And the reason they can't make $1,000 is because mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and physically, they're not capable of making $1,000, whatever the case is. For many people out there with $1,000 problem, they're not going to solve the problem until they personally develop themselves mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and physically to be bigger than $1,000 problem.
Money does not exist. Did you know that? I learned that years ago from a very wealthy man. I was free from money that day. He says money is an idea. It's in your head. It's an idea. You are supposed to work for purpose, not money. If you find your purpose, money will find you. If you're not in your purpose, you haven't found your purpose, you're still working for money. Money's your boss.
What would you tell a 20-year-old who wants to become a millionaire?
I'd say take the money out of the equation. Focus on one thing only. Try to find something you do very, very well. And then practice the hell out of it until you become very, very, very good at it. And then you don't have competition. And money automatically comes with being the top.
The ultimate realization that brings money to you. Here it is. I am money. Whatever you add to I am, you become. Whatever you add to I am is added unto you. Let the weak say, I am strong. If you don't understand that, you will think that you're being told to lie. What does it mean? That is the nature of the law. If you say, I am weak, the Lord of the law will give you weak.
Focus on what you want, but don't try and tell the universe how it's going to happen. Don't tell them that I'm going to do this and this is going to happen. I go, no, you just focus on what you want. The intelligence of the supercomputer, the subconscious supercomputer, it will handle it unless you put your hands into the machine. I say, keep your hands out of the machine. The body knows what you want. You don't have to tell it how to get there. That's a big issue in our lives. I want to be successful. How? Oh, I got to do this. I got to do this. And I say, you're putting all these details in. It's like, no, don't focus on the details. You forgot what the end was. Let go of the control.
Money is just a reflection of the energy that you're living inside. It's a reflection of the value that you're bringing to the world. When you look at money from a perspective of love, of you wanting to give yourself, your family, your friends, and everybody that you love a wonderful experience called life, then you look at it from a different perspective and you say, you know what? Man, life is beautiful. I want to live an incredible, beautiful life. And that means that I want to live life on my terms and I want to do what I want. So that means that I have to unravel myself. I have to work on myself. I have to heal myself. And I've got to get myself into a space where I could find my true life's purpose and I can offer that purpose to human beings. And in exchange for that purpose, the energy exchange is called money. You see, that's a much different perspective. It's a healthy perspective.
Why is it that people are successful? It's simply this. The rich get richer, the poor get poorer. Why? It's because the rich think about wealth and affluence all the time. And what do the poor think about? The poor think about lack, loss, and limitation, risk, danger, fear, failure all the time.
You've talked to everyone in the world who is successful. What would you say is the one common characteristic that you find gets people to where they want to go?
People get to where they want to go because they know where they want to go.
Oh, wow.
Most people don't know where they want to go. Most people, a lot of people, are going and being driven by what they think they should do,
right,
what other people say they should do, what they have carried in their mind for a long time they should do. But the most important question you could ever ask yourself is, what do I really want?
Wow.
And the answer to that, once you can establish for yourself what the answer to that is, and have everything you do, every choice you make, move you in the direction of what you say your vision is.
Right.
Yeah. And when you do that, the forces of light rise up to meet you. The reason why most people have such chaotic lives is because they're living in chaos in their head. And as soon as you get clear, it clears up.
What come out your mouth is what's going to come back to you. It's the law of attraction. All men are dogs. You finna meet all of them. I never get nobody. You're not. I can't lose this weight. You sure ain't. I'm going to get fit this year. Strong possibility. I'll never be rich. Promise you, you won't. I'm going to be rich one day. Strong possibility. That's how it works, man. It is the law of attraction. The moment you say it, you begin to change. It's the process. If you think big, you'll be big. If you think small, you'll be small.
The law of attraction says this. It says that whatever you think about, focus on, fantasize about, worry about, talk about, attend to, watch on TV, listen to on the radio, you're going to create more of in your life, especially those things you feel intense feelings about. So when you're talking about how bad it is and you're not feeling good about it, and you're really upset about it, and you're down in the bar, you know, talking about how terrible life is, what I call the Ain't It Awful Club. You know, people go there after work to the Ain't It Awful Club and complain about how miserable their life is. And when you do that, what happens is you actually create more of that because you're sending out a vibration. And that vibration is your thoughts and your feelings that are the result of those thoughts. And so we have to become conscious of our thoughts. We have to become conscious of our feelings. We have to become deliberate thinkers, deliberate creators.
You can manifest absolutely anything that you want in this life, but you've got to deeply, deeply imagine it. You have to imagine you are there. You have to feel the feeling of where you are, smell the smells, listen to the sounds. You have got to trick your mind and body into believing it is real. It will put an imprint on the universe and it will pull you.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell, and if you know my husband Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Bye-bye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
Lowe's knows tough jobs call for tougher tools. The new DeWalt Elite Series power tool accessories are built to last for the pro who doesn't stop. With precision fitment, durability, and impact resistance, finishing jobs faster has never been easier. Shop the new DeWalt Elite Series at an everyday low price exclusively at Lowe's. We help, you save.